This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London. Good afternoon to you, Kelvin.
Hey, hi, good afternoon over here, and good morning to you, Johnny, and good to hear from you again.
Another week, which follows an incredibly busy last few days with plenty going on last week. Before we talk about markets as they are today and what's to lie ahead, can we reflect a bit on what happened last week? On Friday, we saw those surprising non-farm payroll figures from the United States, which saw job growth below expectations. And this has obviously had an effect on markets' view of when a rate cut or the number of rate cuts might happen this year. And it's made everybody feel a little bit more dovish, do you think?
Precisely. So what I'm going to touch on over here is that market participants seems to be a bit fixated on that worse than expected US non-farm payroll data that came in below expectation that actually painted a kind of a Goldilocks scenario for the US economy. That also led a rise to what I call a possibility of interest rate cut keeping alive in the United States. And if you look at prior to the non-farm payroll release data, market is actually pricing in only one interest rate cut to come in September this year. But after that lackluster non-farm payroll data out on Friday, based on the CME Fed Watch 2, right now we have another potential interest rate cut to come in December. So all in all, we are now looking at the possibility of two interest rate cut coming into the United States before 2024 ends. And what's interesting over here is that we now start to see this kind of Goldilocks scenario playing up in the United States that led to a pushback in that upward trajectory US Treasury yield that is pretty much prevalent in the last 2 weeks or so. You see the shorter end of the curve, which is pretty much sensitive to US monetary policy trajectory. The 2-year Treasury yield pushing back down from 5% to about 4.9% in the last 1 week or so. And that actually led to see that dollar strength being tempered off and using the dollar index as a proxy. So the dollar index actually pushed back down on last Friday to trade close to 3.5-week low. So what we could see over here is the dollar strength being tempered off, and that lead to a very strong risk on sentiment across the globe. So what we could see over here is that the US stock market continued to rally very strongly on last Friday, and that has a potential spillover impact to other markets that actually open right now as we are speaking. So positive for the Asia major stock indices, for the Hang Seng Index, and also the rest of other Asia stock indices like the Singapore STI and the AXX 200 as well, gaining 0.7% today. And the STI, Singapore STI, is gaining 0.3%. And some of the European markets that are open today, like the German DAX, is actually up 0.84% as we are speaking. But do not forget, what's interesting over here is that in terms of currency, everything is relative in nature. So we do have the Bank of England that is out on Thursday and RBA, which is out tomorrow. So that could also determine the state of the FX market going this week.
So UK markets are closed today because of a public holiday, Kelvin, but we have a very important announcement from the Bank of England later in the week. You alluded to it earlier on Thursday. We'll get to hear what the bank says about interest rates. We're not expecting an interest rate cut, but I think it'll be more interesting for markets to hear what the bank actually has to say as to when a cut might take place.
Precisely, because if you look at the last monetary policy meeting, quite surprisingly over here is that the hawks of the MPC, which is the group of monetary policy officials that set the interest rate decision for UK, has started to tone down their hawkish vibe, and they start to shift towards a vote of staying neutral. So that actually kind of a tilt towards more of a neutrality to a dovish kind of a stance for Bank of England. So what's important over here is this particular meeting on Thursday, the Bank of England also will release its latest set of inflationary forecasts. So that could actually act as a signaling tool for the markets to actually gauge how dovish will the Bank of England be going forward. So if you look at the swap market pricing right now, people are expecting the Bank of England to follow the path of its European counterpart, which is ECB, to either ignite its first interest rate cut in June this year. So if that's actually were to take shape, it will be much more earlier than the US Federal Reserve, where markets are expecting the first cut to come in later in the month of September. So market participants will be looking at the inflation forecast or projection for the UK economy that's going to be released in conjunction this Thursday when the Bank of England announced its interest rate policy, where markets are expecting no change as well. But what pay attention to that inflation forecast, because in the previous inflation forecast, they did highlight that inflation is expected to actually temper towards around 2.75% by the end of this year. So if this absolute number is being tempered down further to, let's say, 2.5% or 2.25%, that actually indicates to us that the Bank of England is pretty much confident that the inflation situation in UK has started to ease off, potentially at a much faster rate than what's happening in elevated inflationary pressure in the United States. So if that's were to happen, it actually implies there's actually higher chance of Bank of England to actually ignite its first interest rate cut much sooner than the Fed. And that could actually start to see a bit of potential dollar strength coming back into the market again, given that the Bank of England has actually shifted to a much more dovish tone much earlier than the Fed. So something to pay attention to in terms of their latest inflation forecast. And with that Bank of England, we do have another central bank, which is closer to Asia, which is the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, making its announcement tomorrow. So what market is expecting is no change for the Australia Central Bank to actually maintain their interest rate at 4.35%. But if you look at the current swap market on their cash rate, what the swap market is implying right now is that there's actually potentially a slight chance of a hike rather than a cut before 2024 ends. Why? Because of this sticky inflationary pressure that the Australia economy is facing. So if you look at the previous Australia inflation rate for Q1, actually came in higher than expected. So market is expecting 3.4%, but it came in at 3.6% annualized. And with that in mind, that could be a risk that the Australia Central Bank will be forced to actually maintain a rather hawkish vibe in tomorrow's monetary policy statement, indicating that they are actually pretty much concerned on elevated and sticky inflation pressure that is still prevalent in Australia. So that could actually kind of see a bit of more of a sideways movement of the Australia dollar against the US dollar going forward. And lastly, before we end the week, we do have a key China data to pay attention to. Why is it important? Because a proxy of China's stock market has been performing quite well against the rest of the world using the Hang Seng Index as a proxy. So the Hang Seng Index as a proxy ended in the month of April with a positive gain of 7.4%. And so far, as the month of May continues, it's going to add in 4.6% month to date for the month of May. So overall, it has outperformed the US stock indices. Bear in mind that for the month of April, we do see a rather ugly performance in the major US stock indices, with the S&P losing close to negative 4% for April. So market participants will be looking at the situation for China data this coming Thursday, where we will start to see the release of balance of trade, especially for exports and imports figure. So market is not expecting, especially imports, to actually see a reversal of negative. Previously, it was recorded negative 1.9% year-on-year contraction in the month of March. But for imports, market is actually expecting a reversal to positive 5.4% year-on-year. So if that scenario starts to play out, it means that there's a bit of slight recovery in internal domestic demand for China. And as well as if that starts to play out, it could actually continue to support this ongoing short-term bullish trend that we see in the Hang Seng Index. And also to have a clearer indication whether deflationary risk has been totally on the backseat for China, market will be paying attention to the data, which is out on Saturday. So that's actually a weekend instead. So China inflation data will be out for the month of April, as well as the PPI data, which is the producer price data, this Saturday at 11th of May. So market participants is expecting a slight change or a slight improvement to the PPI data, that's factory gate prices. So previously, factory gate prices continue to be showing deflationary risk. negative 2.8% year on year for the month of March. But for this coming one, on April, that could be released on this coming Saturday, slight improvement to negative 2.3% year on year, but still showing a kind of a deflationary risk scenario coming into the picture. Except that if market PPI managed to actually recover much better, let's say at negative 2% year on year, instead of negative 2.3% that was market is pricing in, that could actually see a bit of what you call it a deflationary risk spiral taking a bad shape. But at this point in time, we cannot be for sure that the deflationary risk spiral scenario has kind of eradicated in China.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much. Very interesting to hear your thoughts. We'll speak to you again same time next week. Have a great week and take care.
Same to you, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast,